Hello, students. My name is Catherine McGuthrie, and I'm a professor of psychology at Fullerton College. This media creation is designed to let you know about the Academic Role Boosting Program, also known as the BOOST Program, to tell you about me and to let you know what I request of those participating in this program. Lastly, I'd like to make you aware of the desired outcomes. The Academic Role Boosting Program, again referred to as the BOOST Program, resulted from my writing a proposal to receive equity funds. These equity funds are made available to help even the academic playing field for some of our students. Some students might need a boost because of the uneven way things are structured in the United States. There are a number of reasons that some might even face disadvantages in the educational system. For example, social forces may have caused some people in the United States to believe that African Americans, for example, are not as capable as others. Sometimes people don't have high expectations of everyone. For example, some might even have internalized beliefs that we, African Americans, are not always able to achieve the goals that require high cognitive processing or knowledge. Another example may be that some believe that athletes are somehow equipped to be superior in sports, and that may not coexist with high intellectual ability. I want you to know that I do not agree with that. When I talk about social forces, I say we, because I've had to fight against all of these challenges. I will often use myself as an example when I teach, because I want you to understand that we share some of the same challenges. I'm also sure that we have faced forces that might vary, but quite often what we face emerges from similar variables. At the onset, I need to let you know that it is possible to counteract, to fight against these forces that make it more difficult for us to succeed, and that Fullerton College in general and numerous specific people who are part of Fullerton College are committed to making a difference. I must admit that I would like to help all of our students achieve, but I do have a soft spot for helping those who are dealing with systemic barriers. The equity funds that support my desire to help require me to focus on decreasing the achievement gap for our men of color on campus. Because we have a large cluster of men of color who are athletes, a large proportion of the grant activities will be focused on challenges that athletes who are also men of color face. All this being said, I believe that numerous others will find the information in my podcasts and also during the events useful. And I encourage all of you to stay with me on this journey. I want all of you to succeed. At this point, I'd like to tell you a little about my background so you know where I'm coming from, and so that you also will know my area of expertise. As previously mentioned, I teach in psychology here at Fullerton. I've taught in other places, and I was even a full-time employee at Morehouse College for a few years. If you hear ringing in the background, I have a greyhound that decided to scratch his neck right now, and so hopefully he'll stop soon. My area of expertise is in psychological research, and it relates to the human brain and how it works. I have a master's in neurosciences from UCSD, and I have a PhD in biological psychology from Howard University. I've spent a lot of time studying learning and memory, how the brain changes with brain damage, and also how the brain changes with aging. Most recently, I've become interested in how social factors impact mental processing and self-belief. If you like, you can look at my curriculum vitae online, and if you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email to ask. Let's talk about my early background. I grew up in Chicago, and I'm the last of seven children. My parents were hard-working people. My mother was a school teacher, and my father was a professor. Growing up, I faced serious academic challenges. I suffer from dyslexia, and it could be related to genetics. It runs in my family. And or a serious head injury that occurred shortly after I was born. Regardless of what caused my learning difficulties, they have been there for a long time. I was almost kicked out of Catholic school because I could not spell and reading was challenging. Fortunately, I have really good auditory processing, and my actual scores in vocabulary testing and general knowledge were outstanding when tested, and I was tested when they were trying to kick me out of Catholic school. I say this because I've had to use my strengths to compensate for my weaknesses. We all have to do this to some extent. Despite my weaknesses, I've managed to figure out how to learn, and I've done pretty well in school. There is no doubt that I've had to work harder than most, but once I realized that I could do well by working hard, there was no stopping me. I suspect that all of you share this characteristic with me, and that is the ability to work hard and knowing that once you work hard, you can do well. One reason that I decided to write a grant for equity funds to help men of color on our campus is because I believe that I am really well equipped to help. I believe that I can make a difference. In general, I believe in human potential, and I believe that you all can succeed. Before closing this introductory podcast, and hopefully there will be a video to go along with it, I want to ask you for your help. This grant was awarded to me so I could create a website, audio, video media, hold a few special events, and help get a diverse group of students and faculty together for a common goal, and that is helping everyone succeed. I need you to please give me a chance to stick with me, to help me collect some data that shows that you are participating, and to open your mind to the possibility that you can do even more amazing things. The data that I'm going to collect will mostly result from frequency counts obtained from downloads, checking in, and participation. Every now and then, I might ask you to complete a survey. Please know that all of your participation is voluntary, and I, along with others, have signed on to do this because we care. We really want to help you achieve high educational goals. Last but not least, I want you to remember that the Fullerton College community cares. I look forward to working with you during this semester, and I thank you for your participation.